Before the pandemic, Boston's independent music venues were struggling to survive, facing rising rents and dwindling audiences. The shutdown only made things worse. So, when the Allston Rock Club Great Scott announced in May that it would not reopen, the community rallied. As part of our series on how the pandemic is changing arts and culture, WBUR's Amelia Mason has this story of hope for live music in the age of COVID-19.
The old Regina Pizzeria in Allston was originally a train depot, and you can tell. The stone building has a massive pitched roof that rises into the sky, and even a little red caboose tacked onto one end.
It's like an old-fashioned train station in there. High-angled ceilings, rafters.
Carl Lavin stands outside the depot and describes his plans to transform it into a new home for the Allston Rock Club Great Scott. He even hopes to recreate the bar's white and green checkerboard tiles.
It's definitely a high on my list of priorities to be able to replicate that.
But a lot needs to happen before the place can open. They need to finalize the lease, find more investors, renovate the building. And at that point, if they'll even be allowed to have concerts under the state's reopening plan is anybody's guess. But if anyone has the passion to succeed in this quixotic task, it's Lavin. Now the club's talent buyer, he got to start booking shows there back in 2003, a Boston band called the Bon Savants.
I keep my love in the ocean, where it sank with the moon and the night.
It went well enough. It was good to see everybody that I knew. There was barely anybody there that I didn't.
At first, Lavin booked mostly local bands, but as the club's reputation grew, it became a favorite stop for touring acts.
It was a neighborhood bar that just became like a neighborhood bar plus.
That's Boston music critic Maura Johnston.
Music stuff can get really caught up in sort of like chasing the idea of coolness. And Great Scott wasn't like that. It was just everyone was kind of just there to really enjoy what they were doing and to like support the people who facilitated this enjoyment.
Even before the shutdown, Great Scott's scrappy resilience was wearing thin. Residents in the gentrifying neighborhood complained about the noise, beginning a back and forth with the owner of the property, who wanted to end the club's at-will tenancy and negotiate a long-term lease. With no money coming in, Great Scott's owner decided not to risk it. But Lavin wasn't ready to give up.
So I decided that I would step in and take them up on their offer.
Lavin arranged to take over the club and launched a campaign to crowdsource investors. After his offer to sign a lease with the building's owners was rejected, he set his sights on the empty Allston Depot down the street. The capital campaign raised nearly $300,000 investment dollars, mostly small-scale pledges from people who didn't want to see Great Scott die. And in September, Lavin signed a letter of intent to lease the depot.
No, I'll just live forever. I'll just live forever.
Still, the project has a long way to go. Nightclubs are especially risky in the pandemic, with dense crowds and poor ventilation. It's possible venues can't open fully until there's a vaccine or treatment for COVID-19. Here's critic Maura Johnston again.
A club can be open, but if it's going to have to operate at less than half capacity, is it going to be financially viable for that club to open?
In the years leading up to the pandemic, small venues already struggled to survive in a shrinking music industry and ballooning real estate market. Once COVID hit, they started dropping like flies. The Milky Way in JP, Thunder Road in Somerville, Machine in Boston.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but because I feel like so much of this whole pandemic has just been about like harnessing as much optimism as possible. It's tough. I mean, I think that the music landscape is going to look very different.
Lavin's success, in other words, isn't just about the future of one dingy rock club. He's practically the last man standing.
Not a lot of people are just diving in on what is certain to be the last industry that's allowed to operate at full capacity.
But the massive financial support Lavin's received has convinced him that there's still a place for Great Scott in Boston's hazy future. He says there's just nothing like live music.
It doesn't happen on Zoom. It doesn't happen on Netflix. It doesn't happen in a drive-in. I do believe that when the time comes, we'll be ready. Humanity will be ready. And live music will absolutely be ready.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.